If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Come on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94. WIP, check it out there. I am back. If you are a podcast listener, you probably realized last week I was not at work, not doing live shows and regular podcast. Released three last week, including NFL coach rankings and power rankings in the NFC and quarterback rankings. But I recorded those before I left, and obviously wasn't the midday show last week. Excited to be back. I spent a week in Washington State with my family. My kids love, and my wife, we love to go to national parks and hike and all that kind of stuff. And just quickly, if you enjoy that stuff or you like to travel, what a cool place. I went to Olympic National Park and Mount Rainier, and then we hung out in Seattle for the last time. Really, I'd never been out there. Really awesome. Everything about the state and the atmosphere and the mountains and it's just so cool and so different than it is on the East Coast. So I suggest checking that out. Had a great time. Excited to be back. All-Star Week. Phil's barely in first place at the All-Star break. As the Mets lose yesterday, Phillies win. I was watching that game on the flight back to Philadelphia last night. They get the victory late in the game. And then I noticed that the MLB draft was going on. The Phillies take Gage Wood, pitcher out of Arkansas, in the first round of the draft. He's got a demeanor people are going to like here in Philadelphia, and he's got an electric arm, and we'll see how quickly he moves through the system. But just over the last week, it was kind of – vacation is always interesting because try to unplug as much as you can. At least I do. I can't totally just pretend the sports aren't going on, because when we get back, I got to talk about all this with you guys in the same way everyone else does and be up to date. So what struck me over the last week is, as we look forward to the trade deadline, the Phillies, nothing changed about the Phillies over the last week. That's the one thing about a long season, where when you remove yourself from it and you kind of just keep an eye on it, nothing really changes in a week. I mean, really, the Phillies are the same team. They have tremendous starting pitching. They have a super shaky bullpen. And they have an offense that's just right now not good enough. Kepler stinks. JT's been better of late. They could win most games. They could lose most games. That's the Phillies. A lot of 3-2 games. I mean, that's where this season has been and where it's heading. But what has struck me over the last week is, perhaps for the first time in his tenure as Phillies executive, perhaps we are about to get the old Dave Dombrowski, a different Dave Dombrowski than we're used to here in Philadelphia. Dave Dombrowski made his really made his bones being a super aggressive general manager. In a sense, the future did not matter as much as the present for Dave Dombrowski. That the present is where it was. When he had a team that had a chance to win a championship, he pushed in. He traded prospects. He gave up what it took to go get over the hump. And since he got to Philadelphia, we haven't seen that as much. It has been way more reserved. And this, let's just look at the last couple of drafts for the Philadelphia Phillies, the last couple of trade deadlines for the Philadelphia Phillies, to where they have taken an approach of, let's just piecemeal this thing. Let's just add it at the margins a little bit. Let's get Tanner Banks and, you know, let's get Carlos Estevez, and which they paid for. I mean, George Klassen was in the Futures game this weekend. And let's go get an Austin Hayes. And let's swap out, you know, my crap for your crap with the Baltimore Orioles last year with Soto and Dominguez and Hayes coming back. Let's do that instead of going all out and get a Mason Miller or all out and get a Garrett Crochet and figure out the rest when you got to October. That's been more of the way the Phillies have gone under Dombrowski. And 2 years ago was probably the biggest and most egregious of all of them because the Phillies in 2023 really started coming on again in June. And I thought the Braves were vulnerable. And I thought the National League was there to be won in 2023. And it was. I mean, the Phillies went on a run anyway. But they did it with a very tepid trade deadline of Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. They did not give themselves a legitimate chance to go and win a championship full out, all out. They've held this line to where they want to preserve the future. And I think there's a double element here. One, I think this is Dombrowski's last stop, and he doesn't want his legacy to be that he left this place in a shambles, the way maybe he left Detroit in shambles, the way he left Boston in a little bit of a shambles, the way he left Miami in a shambles. I don't think he wants that to be his legacy for every stop he went to. I think he wants to reset that and leave the Phillies in a good place long term. But by doing that, I think he cut off their chances to win a championship or hurt their chances or didn't, you know, enhance their chances, excuse me, I'll say it that way, to win a championship enough in 23 or 24. Especially 23 was the year. I mean, that was the year where they had a lot of things going their way in terms of the age of the team, who was ascending, who was still in their prime. Wheeler, Nola, year off the World Series the year before. That really felt like the year. You know, Otani was still in the American League. He wasn't yet a Dodger. I mean, it really felt like the year. The Mets were still kind of going through their gutting phase of the team, their recalibration of the team with Steve Cohen. They weren't there yet. And now the NL is just much better, much harder. But you see the rumors last week. So we know the history of Dombrowski so far here. Even and I'll swing back to the draft pick last night in a few minutes here. But it even goes to the draft. So, you know, since Dombrowski got here, the Phillies have prioritized high school pitchers. They have done more of the long-term high school players. You know, nothing, the present didn't matter as much as the future. The Phillies really look like they're trying to set up their future. Dombrowski, I believe, is worried about his long-term legacy. And I believe John Middleton, as much as he wants his bleeping trophy back, doesn't want the franchise to go through another downturn the way it did post 2011, 2012, for that next half decade before Bryce Harper signed, when there was nothing to watch. And I think the Phillies are very cognizant, both Dombrowski himself and the organization, to not let that happen again. So that has been the backdrop of this. We got to build the farm system. We got to build it up. If we win the World Series the way we are, great. If we don't, oh well. I mean, that's the way I felt watching the Phillies operate when they refuse to give up certain prospects, when they are so cautious with this, so cautious with that. And it's not led to a championship. And the closest they got really was 2022 in the World Series, when it felt like that was the 1 year of the last four. They weren't really trying to win the World Series, and they almost won the whole thing anyway. So it's an interesting juxtaposition as I see the rumors last week. So the Phillies last week, and the rumor mill is really starting to churn here with a couple weeks till the MLB trade deadline, draft's going on. And as soon as the draft is over and the All-Star game, this is where, you know, this coming weekend and next week, this stuff's really going to rev up to a ridiculous level, because we're going to get a ton of trade rumors leading to July 31st. So what struck me last week with the Phillies and the rumors that I did, you know, when I had a few minutes just to kind of catch up and read on what was going on, is the names the Phillies are connected to, because these are not small names and they're not cheap, and they would be a departure from how Dave Dombrowski has approached trade deadline since he got here. So the names last week with the Minnesota Twins, Byron Buxton, the outfielder, of course, who's always injured, but a tremendous player when he's not. The relief pitchers, Johan Duran, who's been one of the better closers in baseball for a long time, and Griffin Jacks, who has outrageous stuff, swing and miss stuff, strikeout stuff. He has not handled full-time closing duties, obviously, because Duran has handled that. But when Duran has been out at times, Jacks has handled that and done it to a pretty good level. And they're both big-time pitchers. And then you get the rumor or the names out there with the Cleveland Guardians, Emmanuel Clase, who last year had one of the great relief pitching seasons we've seen in a long time. And, of course, Stephen Kwan, who, if I had to rank a list of my 10 favorite players in baseball, Stephen Kwan would be on that list. I love Stephen Kwan. And, you know, you put Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, you're going to score runs. I mean, you're just going to score runs, and that is a – now, it's not a ton of pop, but it's a ton of bat on ball. It kind of fits with the theme the Phillies have wanted and tried to add to their baseball team and kind of cultivate with their baseball team the last couple of years, but it'd be super expensive. Kwan is a cost-controlled, excellent player, and you have a Guardians team – who's having a down year and probably looking to cash in. And if they trade Kwan and Class A, they're going to want Aiden Miller, or they're going to want, you know, the top of the system. Now, the Phillies, in one article I saw last week, said they still have Painter off the table, but everyone else is probably on the table. And that's different. I mean, that is different than it was in years past. It's different than we heard a couple of weeks ago and years ago. And it feels like we're about to get a different Dave Dombrowski. Now, we could view that in one of two ways. That's a good thing or that's a bad thing. I mean, it's a good thing in that, you know, the Phillies realize and Dombrowski realizes, I don't have many more shots at this. This team is getting older. I have to go for it now. The only issue is, of course, if when you do that, you could overpay, you could make a mistake, and desperation is never how you want the general manager of baseball team president to act. And it does feel like the Phillies are in a little bit of desperation mode where they realize they wasted 23 and 24, and now they can't waste 25. Wheeler's pitching as well as he ever has. He has made it clear that he is out after 27. Bryce Harper is not getting any younger or healthier right now as the years go on. Kyle Schwarber's a free agent. This is probably the Phillies' last shot at this thing. And I look to what happened last time, the first round of the MLB draft, because after years of the Phillies going with high schoolers and looking for upside and going for the guys that will be maybe part of the next great Phillies team 4, 5, 6 years from now, or 4, 5, 6 years from when they were drafted, they took a first rounder last night that is so different and such a departure from that, that people actually think it might be the total opposite. The Phillies drafted Gage Wood, who threw a no-hitter in the College World Series at number 26. You watch Gage Wood, you look at some of the highlights, you see his stuff, and instantly you think high impact, quick moving relief pitcher if the Phillies want him to do that. Now, after the draft last night, the Phillies said that they view him more as a starter right now, and they're gonna roll with that. We'll see. There were enough people last night, including Keith Law, who covers the draft for The Athletic, who saw the, you know, are connecting the dots to the Phillies have a major problem in their bullpen, and the Phillies took a kid that could be a quick riser through the system. Like that struck me that was said last night by Keith Law, and struck that it was said by others around baseball, because it makes you wonder if the Phillies are going to fast track this kid to try to get him to the major leagues to help. And it wouldn't be the first time. I mean, Brandon Finnegan went from, you know, pitching at TCU in 2014 to in the World Series helping the Kansas City Royals. You go back to 07, and it wasn't quite as quick as the first year, but Jabba Chamberlain was a starter, and the Yankees drafted him the first round, and they needed help in their bullpen, and they made him an absolute weapon. So I think he pitched like a sub.5 ERA down the stretch of the 07 season and helped the Yankees get to the postseason. So this can happen. We've seen this before where teams will do this. They will take a starter that maybe is a little limited in terms of his full repertoire, and instead of – but he has got big-time strikeout stuff, and he's got burst, and he's got all the things you need to put in the bullpen, and he's maybe got the demeanor, and they'll put him in the bullpen, and then they'll say, all right, we'll bring you back to starting next year, but we need you for now, for this year, for this season. We need you for now. And they will do that. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Phillies did that with Gage Wood, who you just watched 10 minutes, 10 seconds of his highlights. You see the demeanor. But that's also a departure from Dombrowski, what we've seen before. I feel like we're about to get a different Dombrowski, an aggressive Dombrowski, a win-now Dombrowski.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And maybe in some effects, a desperation Dombrowski. Desperation might be setting in for the Phillies team president, realizing the window for this team is closing. He probably hasn't done enough, or he certainly didn't do enough at the last two deadlines. And it's now or never for this guy to win a championship here. And if he doesn't push all in to win it now, there might not be a tomorrow. There might not be a chance to do it tomorrow. I expect now a different Dave Dombrowski at the deadline because of the rumors out there, because of the reporting out there, because of this first-round draft pick, because of the age of this team, and because of the reality they missed an opportunity to have really, you know, three or four legitimate cracks this thing, because the last 2 years, they half-assed it enough to where they didn't win a championship. Now we'll see if this one's different. I expect the Phillies to take a different approach. Too little, too late, maybe. Should they have done this 2 years ago to give their window more of an opportunity to go win championships? Probably. But here we are now, and it would not surprise me in the next 2 weeks if the Phillies do land a Duran or a Clase and a Kwan and a Buxton and some sort of big blockbuster to try to put themselves over the top. I appreciate everyone listening. Subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We'll talk soon, as always, on WIP Daily.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.